we've got a war coming up, the national popular vote, you know. Saul News is, you know. Friend of mine, except on this topic, we are not friends on this topic. And this idea that they're going to undermine the United States Constitution with a scheme to change the way that we select presidents in America is an unforgivable sin to me. I'll talk about that with Steve Kara. Kara, just in a moment, the chair of the Michigan House Freedom Caucus. The national popular vote is it's an unconstitutional end run on the Electoral College is what it is. People can that support it can say otherwise they're wrong. They can't prove me wrong. Their arguments fail on every level. Because the national election is 50 states plus the District of Columbia. It's 51 individual elections. That's how we select a president. We don't select it by popular vote. It's not how it works. And there's a reason for that and several reasons for that. By the way, speaking of the votes, two new candidates in yesterday. You know, what do we have? Tim Scott got in last week. We've gotten several people in. But yesterday, Chris Christie joined the race, as did Mike Pence, in the run to be the Republican nominee for president 2024, New Jersey's governor. Probably should have gotten in 12 years ago in 2012. He's a little late to the party. He would have been a better candidate than Mitt Romney turned out to be, that's for sure. I can guarantee you success in what I'm about to do. I can't guarantee you success in what I'm about to do, but I can guarantee you this. You'll have no doubt in my mind who I am and what I stand for and whether I deserve it. Chris Christie partially referencing a letter from Founding Father John Adams to his wife, Abigail Adams. That's why I came back to New Hampshire to tell you all that I intend to seek the Republican nomination for President of the United States in 2024. So there you have it, Chris Christie and Mike Pence both in yesterday. Chris Christie was not on my list of people. I gave you these lists a long time ago. Pence is on my list. Rick Scott has not gotten in yet. I thought he'd run, but more. But when we come back, the national popular vote, we're going to talk about it, what a disaster it would be for the Constitution on the Steve Gruber Show.